Hey there, and welcome to the We Move Thoughts On series. Today we pick up on the concept of reflection, which we spoke about in great detail with Ron Kauk, the famous Yosemite climber of our latest podcast. And it's been a really strong theme amongst all of the people that we've been meeting actually since day one. The idea of taking time to look at your past, present and future honestly and without judgment can be a real challenge for us. And when I say us, I mean movers who we tend to have A-type personalities. We'd prefer to make forward progress rather than look back and look at our failings honestly and openly. But the purpose of reflection is to do exactly that, is to turn around, look at how far we've come, and take all those learnings forward. So we thought it would be quite a good idea to speak to a couple of people who really support and are great advocates for the concept of reflection. So this podcast, we speak to an Ascendant Movement specialist, Will Brown. We first spotted him on Insta. As I was working out my handstands, and the things he was doing were pretty cool, and he was heading out to Australia to explore movement culture, so he just seemed like he was going out on his own quests, which for a young guy, I think he was early 20s, just seemed quite cool. So since he's been back, we've hung out with him a few times, and it's been really great to hang out with Will. Incredibly accomplished already. He's only in his early 20s, yet he's super humble with an enormous appetite to learn. So no surprise, and also quite surprising for his age really, but maybe this has been part of his traveling learning skills. He uses the process of reflection, and he uses it during his coaching sessions and for his own personal development to integrate those thoughts and emotions with the physical practice. And when you watch him move and everything that he's doing and really putting himself through the ringer sometimes in the things that he's wanting to learn and develop, it seems to be working. So we caught up with him, we sent him a few questions, and he gave us his answers. So no, it'll sound like we're in different rooms. That's because we are. We send these questions out, and the guest records them and then sends them back, and then we record our questions and edit them in with the answers. So it's as seamless as we can make it, but it allows us to speak to more and more people to get their thoughts as we're having these thoughts weekly. So enjoy, and the follow-on conversation is Thoughts On with Lindsay Matthews, who is the founder of BirthFit, who we're speaking to in greater detail about BirthFit in the podcast episode next week. This week's podcast is with the legendary Yosemite climber Ron Kauk, and a theme that Ron returns to time and time again is the necessity of reflection as a way to process an experience in order to transform it into lessons learnt and wisdom gained. You have a daily reflection process that you expose to the world via your Instagram called Coffee Talks. Can you share with us why you personally reflect?
I began reflecting after I completed the Understand Yourself online program, which was curated by Jordan B. Peterson. For any of you that don't know, he wrote the book 12 Rules for Life, which is a phenomenal book, I will say. It's given me, it's changed my life in no short terms. Anyway, what I've essentially figured out is that we need some kind of macro control in our life, some kind of bigger picture that gives us meaning or something that we're really passionate about pursuing. What we can then do is flow on the day-to-day basis. We can go with the micro, because life throws curveballs, life gives us some black swans, and what we need to do is be able to go with them, roll with the hits, and still be able to head in the direction that gives us some kind of meaning. So this is the major step, or the major why, let's say. This ties into the rule from Jordan's book, actually. Pursue what is meaningful and not what is expedient. And what I feel is that when things get put on you on a day-to-day basis, we can become quite irrational or quick to make a judgment, and sometimes that can harm the bigger picture. And so it's always important to reflect back to the bigger picture in order to keep on track, or at least have some kind of buffer, and to allow yourself to have a buffer system so you don't go too far off track. Another reason why is simply that I enjoy the reflective process. I enjoy allowing myself to converse effectively with myself. Something that Einstein said was, intelligence is the ability for two thoughts to evolve in your mind at any one time. And I think that's essentially a conversation with yourself. And it's extremely hard to do in your mind. So to have some kind of mediator, i.e. a piece of paper in your journal, this can be a very powerful tool to really figure out the thoughts, and especially if you haven't got as high a cognitive ability as some of those lucky few.
Do you see the benefits of reflection in an immediate, tangible way, or is it a method that requires time to bear fruit?
For me, there's both. For example, the short term, I find it enjoyable. It's like an active meditation or a conversation, like I just said. It's also great because the conversation is not with someone that you may not trust or you don't know so well. It's actually a loyal friend that's always going to be there and never going to talk back to you and never going to tell your secrets to anyone. So at least you hope not, unless future technology takes over. It helps to better understand the mind and the thoughts, as you really must think them through to manifest them onto the piece of paper. Which is, again, more of a long-term benefit, but also that becomes incredibly powerful for day-to-day life, being able to look at your own views, observe your thoughts, and really figure them out. Another long-term big benefit for me, is that how you relate to meaning rather than over expedience. In the modern world, more and more we have this information overload. And I think it will really pay in the long run to dive a bit deeper and to really understand your true motives, your true inspirations, maybe drives, passions, before this overload of information and more becomes too powerful for us to understand the black from the white. That's a small prophecy maybe.
Following on from that, should reflection even be thought about as a process that's done to gain an outcome?
Great question. For me, I think it should, at least to some degree. Like I've said a couple of times already, the control of the macro and the flowing along with the micro is super relevant here, and for me, really important. I'll reiterate what I mean by that is, you need to orient yourself with some meaning for the macro, and then you need to be able to go with the hits and flow with life as it comes, which is the micro. For me, this is a really low-resolution idea that works super well. I've recently read a book, The Art of Learning, by Josh Waitzkin. And he talks about living in the soft zone, which is a really key idea here. What it basically means is if you live in the hard zone, it means that you have black or white opinions. And these can be easily broken, and then your life can kind of spiral into turmoil, I think. If we're able to hold our opinions lightly and have some kind of softer ideas, but also acknowledge ignorance and acknowledge that we don't know everything, just as the basic premise of science is, then we can really live like a piece of bamboo rather than a piece of brittle dead wood. I'll leave that there.
For anyone new to reflection, can you share any techniques that you use?
Techniques for newbies. Okay, so like I said before, the way that I got into this was the Understand Yourself online course by Jordan B. Peterson. That enables you to get a massively influential macro reflection on your life, really decide on some bigger picture goals for yourself, and also encourages the monthly reflections, which is something that I do each month, and I think it's a very powerful practice. What I basically do is ask myself a series of 5 to 8 questions, such as setting some goals for the next month, reflecting on the goals I set for myself the previous month, reflecting on things such as, did I meet people that inspired me in the past month, etc., etc. These are, for me, some fundamental questions. Another idea is to look at the macro with regards to something called ikigai. It's a Japanese process, let's say, which is basically you write down things that you love, you write down things that you're skilled at, you write down things that you can exchange for value, and you write down things that the world needs more of. And then the overlaps between 1 and 2, 2 and 3, 3 and 4, and 1 and 4 are all then certain key cornerstones of your life. Ikigai basically translates to your life purpose, let's say. What I then say is micro-reflections are things such as the gratification journaling or the 10 lines of torture. These are both quite polar in... How do I say this? They're very opposing, let's say. The gratification journal tries to curate joy or gratefulness, which if you're quite a negative person or quite a person that's hard on yourself, this could be very important. Whereas the 10 lines of torture is effectively the opposite. It's a system where basically you sit down at the end of the day and you write down 10 things that you weren't proud of for that day or things that you could have done better. For example, you walk past a pretty girl on the street and you didn't even get eye contact because you were too shy. Or maybe you didn't thank your mum after dinner. Or maybe you didn't tidy the dishes up after dinner. Or small things. And then you wake up the next morning and you write down a couple of intentions that you're going to do for that particular day with regards to the ones that you didn't do very well the day before. This is quite a heavy mental one. And maybe if you're hard on yourself, this isn't ideal. So there's two ideas for you. My method is simply, I did the understand myself as the macro reflection, and I do that each year. I read that and I reflect, and I just reorientate myself. I then do once per month the monthly reflection, so the final day of the year or the first day, the final day of the month, sorry, or the first day of the month. I then read my past month reflection and make a new one for the next month, and that sets me up for the month. And what I do with my daily journals, I have a couple of random ones. I have a journal, I have an idea research book, and then I have a reflections book, plus some general workbooks. I have way too many diaries, actually. I'm trying to simplify that, but I really enjoy it. And what I do with the daily ones is I have no pressure on myself. I just go with the flow, and when I feel like I need to do it, I do it. So this is the kind of soft zone idea. And that's pretty much it. I wouldn't say you want to overcomplicate things. I'm really trying to dive a bit deeper into it. So maybe as a beginner, I'd suggest just doing one thing. The most important for me was the bigger macro reflection, so you can have some kind of idea for your life. And then when the feeling takes you, you can begin to slowly write things down on a daily basis, weekly basis, or for me, then the monthly reflections become really easy. Just once per month, write down some reflections and go from there. For those that are interested, the reflections that I ask myself each month are, what was I grateful for this month? What did I do well this month? What could I improve on this month? What quality did I admire in another that I met this month? What did I achieve last month's goals? If no, why? Key events or opportunities coming up in the next month? And what are next month's goals?